News release. Chief Wesley L. Bierling. Update. Following the conclusion of the investigation into the crash resulting in the death of Robbie Jo Ann Anderson and severe injuries of the driver of the Subaru Outback, Dominic Roman Gunn was charged in April of 2022 with operating while intoxicated, causing death and serious bodily injury, and, in the alternative, reckless driving causing death and serious bodily injury. After years of litigation, Gunn has pled guilty to one count of attempted manslaughter and a second count of attempted assault with intent to do great bodily harm. He was sentenced on December 3, 2024 to serve 12 months jail, 8 months to be served immediately, with the remainder in abeyance while he serves 12 months of probation. Original release. This morning around 0858 hours, officers from the Sault Ste. Marie Police Department responded to a two-vehicle traffic crash on the I-75 business spur near W25th Avenue. Upon arrival, officers found Robbie Jo Ann Anderson, who is a 29-year-old resident of Sault Ste. Marie, seriously injured. Officers began life-saving techniques immediately. Sioux Fire transported Anderson to the War Memorial Hospital, where later she was pronounced deceased. Next of kin has been notified. The vehicles involved were a Chevrolet Equinox and a Subaru Outback. Robbie Anderson had been a passenger in the Equinox. The drivers of both vehicles were injured during the crash and transported to the War Memorial Hospital by Sioux Fire. Both drivers have been discharged from the hospital. The contributing factors and cause of the crash are still under investigation. Preliminary information suggests that the Equinox was traveling southbound within the southbound lanes of travel before losing control and crossing over into the northbound lanes of travel. A head-on collision took place within the northbound lanes of travel. No additional information is being released. Once the investigation is completed, it will be turned over to the Chippewa County Prosecutor's Office for review. The following agencies assisted with this incident: Sioux Fire Department, Chippewa County Central Dispatch, Chippewa County Sheriff's Office, Chippewa County Sheriff's Office Victim Services Unit, and Michigan State Police Sault Ste. Marie Post.